This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Two in the books, 1 hour to go. Final 60 minutes of the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5 on a way back Wednesday. Hour number three belongs to Nick Picks.
Yes.
As Nick has the third hour of the show, songs from the year 2005.
I just saw this and we were talking about John Smoltz's tooth and, and everybody else's shortcomings. And somebody texted and said, because I said, no, I wouldn't change it. That's how Jesus made me. Somebody said, Barry, didn't Jesus make you with a widow's peak? Didn't you have that removed?
Boom.
No, it's still there. Ricky.
See, my biggest fear is that when you have...
But I am having it removed at some point. It's just not yet.
Not yet?
Yeah.
My biggest fear is if you have, you know, like a flaw like that, mm-hmm. that if you ever get big one day, when you search or Google your name, that it doesn't come up as a suggestion. Like John Smoltz, teeth is one of the suggestions. Who was that? Was it Dan Rather that you were talking about?
Yeah. Well, Sam Donaldson. Pretty rough.
Yeah. Jewel.
I wouldn't want you to like Google my name and then horn gets suggested. You know what I mean? That would be a disaster. So that'd be my biggest fear in life.
So do you just ride or die with the horn, or you just go ahead and have it removed?
Have
and
it removed.
Try before, to scrub the internet of any before, pictures of you.
No
before Google Analytics
agent,
gets all over it.
Right?
Yeah, that's true.
It's a part of my social media profile.
Maybe you could, maybe that would be a good troll account on Twitter. Nick Sciarra's horn.
I think
horn,
we have one already.
Like Kobe Bryant's Adam's apple. Barry's jiggly arms. Huh. That's sad I brought that up now. Here comes Barry's jiggly arms again.
Yep, yeah. It's going to be a thing again.
Here comes that again. God, our listeners are jerks.
Good thing we're not in the living room.
Yeah, that could pop up too.
I do remember that troll account. Mm-hmm. I'm with you though, because like with Jewel, if she ever got her tooth fixed, you're like, nope, that's not Jewel. Nope, Jewel's got that weird fang looking thing sticking out of her mouth. Nope. You know, that's what she became.
That's definitely a Google
suggestion.
She does
have a snaggle tooth, huh?
Oh, yeah, it's definitely.
But didn't she get it fixed?
I don't know.
Not before Google
look,
got on
I
top
typed
of it.
In Jewel. Well, I'd need to go to Google, I guess, and type it in there. Oh,
we're the worst about body shaming, by the way.
Are we? But we
body not the worst.
Bro, I body shame myself all the time. That's true.
Speaking from someone that has experienced, Nick, as you do.
Well, I get killed for my
exactly.
Horn,
so, I used to get killed for everything on the Blitz. So.
Well, that's true.
You escape everything. They never pick on
you. No, you do not.
No, thank you.
Barry does not escape everything.
Oh, shut
I up. Typed in Jewel, no mention of her tooth.
Really?
So just get with her people once you become famous.
Yeah, because then
they obviously had that scrubbed from the internet. Because that tooth.
But if you put Jewel T, space T.
Tones, tone colors, the singer, and then teeth.
Yeah.
So it's like way down there.
So, fellas.
She got it fixed in 2012.
You think if you develop your broadcasting career a little bit further along in the next couple of years, you're going to be considered for a coach or managerial job somewhere in professional sports?
Maybe.
Because it's happened again. The Chicago Cubs are hiring David Ross as their next manager.
Yeah, I saw that.
Oh, my God. You didn't have to blow it up. He's what? Showing me Jewel's mouth with her snaggled
tooth.
Oh,
don't do that. Well, because
most people look at other things when they look at Jewel.
Well, right.
How can you miss that?
It's not that bad.
Man, it looks like that.
Well,
looks
you
like
zoom
no,
into her face exactly. like that.
You know what it looks like? Because the one tooth is way in the back. It looks like
this
her
is
teeth,
the guy that would have dealt with what God gave him. Stop.
It looks like her teeth were in a lineup and they were like, all right, tooth number three, step back. And then all the
You're
other
not
teeth,
right.
right? Doesn't it? Like
it looks like she got tooth, hit in the mouth with a golf ball.
Tooth number three.
It's
step
totally
back,
a and usual then, suspects lineup. Totally.
Yep.
See.
Yep.
Yeah.
So as I Thank was you. Saying, Go first ahead. Aaron Boone goes from ex player in the broadcast booth and ESPN to manager of the Yankees, and now David Ross, after starting his post baseball career as a broadcaster on ESPN. Is going to be named the new manager of the Chicago Cubs.
That's pretty crazy.
Man, it's like when the NBA went on that kick of taking ex-players the minute they retire, like Derek Fisher and Jason Kidd, and saying, you get the next head coaching job in the NBA.
Right.
I don't know. And I guess the track record says Aaron Boone did a good job.
Well, yeah, he got his team to the ALCS.
And David Ross obviously knows the majority of the Cubs roster.
Sure.
He was well-respected when he was there, as like we were talking about, that veteran in the clubhouse as well as on the field that people look up to and take advice from.
Yeah.
So they're hoping there's some chemistry there already built in.
Spent a lot of time in the dugout. Obviously, when you're a catcher, you're a little more in tune with what's going on the field. You're calling defensive plays. You're calling pitches. I think you see where catchers a lot of times translate into better managers or being managers. Brad Ausmus, AJ Hinch. Yeah, I mean, there's plenty of scenarios where a catcher ends up
Joe
Girardi. So not that other position players don't with Mattingly and whatnot, but Boone was never
Brenly,
a catcher.
Right?
Huh? Mattingly.
Brenly went for a while and wasn't.
Kavler for two
years.
Was
he a catcher?
No, I'm saying other position players.
Okay.
Yeah. So but it seems like catchers is a good, is usually a good position to, or a resource to tap into for a managerial job. So it'll be interesting to see how he does. I don't know. I mean, he's got some talent on the roster.
Advantage, you know who gains by this? Houston Astros. Because the other candidates that were up for the job were Will Venable, the bench coach of the first base coach of the Cubs, Mark Loretta, the bench coach of the Cubs, Phillies manager Gabe Kapler, former Yankees manager Joe Girardi, and Astros bench coach Joe Espada, who was also the only one called in for a second interview on Sunday, which included a mock news conference, according to a source. So he and Ross were the final two because he did the same thing on Monday. And after Ross performed as expected, that's how he was hired. So benefit to the Astros, you keep your bench coach, at least for the time being.
Yeah, I think he's one of the leading candidates for the Philly job.
He'll be up for Kansas City, the Angels, Philly, and whatever
Angels
other jobs.
Went out and added Joe Maddon, right. So you don't have to worry about that, especially in the division.
The Giants are still available, the Royals available. There's jobs, the Padres are available, so there are jobs that are going to be out there, and he's going to be at the front of a lot of lists.
Yeah, I just said that. Somebody said it wasn't AJ Hinch a catcher. Yes.
Yeah, we were naming off a lot of the managers that were once catchers.
And this person, we were talking about flaws and how Jesus made us. He said, "Didn't Jesus make your eyesight suck and you still wear glasses?" That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard of. What we're talking about is vanity, not just regular life functionality. I hope Jesus didn't make you with diabetes. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard of. Jesus made you with poor eyesight, but you wear glasses? That's not getting it cosmetically fixed. That's just so I can
see.
That
people out there are having a bad day, and they take it out on us sometimes.
Dummy.
It just happens.
No, it's not AJ Hunch.
Now you feel better, don't you?
Yes.
Jeez. And somebody, you snorted on the air. Not there.
Sent us AJ.
Who cares who burps? He snorts.
AJ Hunch? What?
We always get the most humor out of someone taking a shot at us absolutely hacks up a name or something. We're like, yeah, that looks good on you.
Yeah, you guys missed AJ Hunch. Nope, never played. I don't think there was an AJ Hunch in Major League Baseball. Now I got to Google AJ Hunch.
Now you feel better, don't you?
Yes.
Jeez, and he snorts.
Nope, there's. I can confirm. No AJ Hunch ever.
Jeez.
Sounds
that was
like
pretty
hurt.
Solid. Yeah, that was a pretty solid snort right there.
Yeah.
You got your money's worth on that.
I liked
one.
It. That was
I'm
going
to finish with a burp and call it a week. You'll be back Friday.
Yeah, that's true.
Albeit via the remote.
Yes.
So, okay.
From the bustling metropolis of Wichita.
Boy, what are you going to do there? You staying at a hotel or are you staying at a cabin?
No, this is the place where they told me that the condo was haunted and it's inside of the club.
Nice.
It's like in this back hallway, but there's no windows in there. So if it catches on fire, I'm definitely dead. There's no way
Nick,
out.
Nick, you know anybody with kerosene in Wichita?
You just wish death on me?
I didn't wish it on you.
I think
you're an escape artist. I think you get
all
out.
All the mean things you could say, you just wish death on me. Can you save that audio for me?
Absolutely.
I appreciate it.
What are you talking about?
No.
I'm trying to get you in your chair.
What time does Laura leave? Our HR director. Just save that audio for me. Dude, why so quiet?
Letting you do what you got to do.
You wish death on me.
I expect it
from you, though.
You don't expect it from Joel?
I don't expect it from Joel. I've been getting this dumbass water all week.
He has
broke-ass leg.
You have been the water boy.
Yeah, I've been the water bitch for a while now.
Joe, you need any water? Okay, here you go.
And then you want to kill me. I've been trying to be nice. I'm bringing your ass water with that broke-ass leg.
Well,
and now you're trying to kill me.
Great. The highly intelligent voices you're throwing at us. Let's go to Troy real quick with an Astros take. Troy, what's going on?
What's going on, guys?
What up, Troy?
Hey, man, still listening. Just hadn't called in. So I just got in the truck. I wanted to know what you guys thought about tonight's game and who's going to win this thing.
Appreciate the call, buddy. It's tough to predict. I'm not going to lie. It's a really good pitching matchup between Strasburg and Verlander. And, I mean, I'm going to stick with this until at least for these two pitching matchups through this series. I think on both sides, the key is you got to get them out of the game early. You got to get into these bullpens. So you got to drive up pitch counts.
And their
counts.
Bullpen got a little taxed last night.
Yeah. Got to drive up pitch counts. And you got to get into, you know, you got to – the sooner the better, because – If they're out in the fifth inning or the sixth inning, that means that's weaker the arms are going to be out of that bullpen. So to me, that's the key in this game and in this series. And we talked about that. The pitching matchup is from a rotation standpoint are close to, if not identical. The key is obviously four starter into the lineup between the two teams and the bullpen. And that's what it's going to come down to.
Nick.
I think they're going to get the W. I'm not going to start panicking unless they lose game two. And even then, this is the World Series, so anything can happen. I think Justin Verlander is going to take care of business. I think Hinch is going to handle the bullpen as good as he has been in the postseason. I still, despite letting one go, still believe in Will Harris. I think there's a lot of positives going into game two. I'm still picking the Astros to win this game.
I'll take the Astros to win as well. I'll say 4-2. If I had to bet, but I'm with you that this is the kind of thing that Verlander lives for, and he's not happy with the way his last two starts went. And I think that, you know what, he's a student of the game, and he knows what his record is in the World Series as well. And as good as he's been in the playoffs, he hasn't been great in the World Series, and I think he's going to step up. He's going to pitch well. Strasburg hasn't been in the World Series before, so we'll see how he handles it.
You know what his ERA is in the postseason?
This year?
No. Overall.
Verlander?
No. Strasburg.
Oh.
1.10.
Well, he hasn't been in the playoffs all that much, Barry.
He's got a 4-2 record.
Are you wavering on your prediction? Sounds like it.
That's pretty stout.
I don't even think the fence is tickling.
Strikeouts
you.
Per nine at 12.5.
Here we go. Welcome to Nats Radio with Barry Laminat.
0.902 whip. Strasburg is money in the playoffs. Okay. I'm just telling you, there's a distinct possibility that the Astros go down 0-2 tonight.
Barry's out tomorrow. Nick's in as we broadcast live from Twin Peaks on Kirby. Stop by and see us. And you were mentioning whip. It's leather and lace dress-up day for the Twin Peaks girls.
You wearing leather or lace, Nick?
Negative. Oh, I will not be wearing anything.
You just your G-string? Just
cotton
panties? I will
be enjoying the scenic views.
Socks and a cotton G-string. I got you.
Negative.
No, that's good. You wear that.
Hey, we're rolling through the final hour of the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, rolling through the final hour of the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5 on a way back Wednesday in the big city. Songs from the year 2005 when the Astros made their first appearance in the World Series. You okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
You're a little bit...
yawny?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sweepy? Are you sweepy and you have a headache?
Yeah.
There's a combination to be salty.
Yeah. Head hurts.
You got
tired.
Time.
I mean, got a 9-hour drive tomorrow. Yeah. I did do a fun video today that's for Sports Map and is going to be my segment on the TV show since I'm out of town. Remember when I did the Cleveland versus Houston videos and Boston
sure
versus Houston?
One of my favorites.
I do.
Did one Houston versus Washington, D.C.
I like it.
It's a good one. I got
not
the...
published yet on SportsMap?
Not yet, but it will be.
Okay.
We barred none.
So that segment will air on TV first?
No. We're going to actually, I worked it out to where it's going to be on SportsMap first, and then it'll air Sunday night in place of my normal segment.
Well, I won't catch it on Sports Map. I'll just listen to your TV show.
Oh, look at you. Appreciate that.
Not watch, though.
Can you make sure that... Can you make sure?
I just got it.
I got it from the get-go.
Okay. Oh, okay.
No, y'all should definitely check it out, though. I like how you have it set up for Sports Map because normally I would just assume that you would air it on TV first.
Bigger, harder, faster,
stronger. And then publish it on Sports Map.
In this case, though, we were going to do a Man on the Street, this, that, and I was like, why don't we just do a Houston versus DC? I'll do it here. We'll put it on Sports Map since that's where I had originated the idea and did it for. So we'll do it on Sports Map. They'll run it all week, and then we'll run it on Sunday.
You want me to call NBC, too, and tell them to stop running Fallon on the weekend so that it doesn't preempt?
That is the, you know what sucks isn't just Fallon, but what also sucks is the fact that Sunday Night Football has been bumping us back. My DVR, I don't think, has been catching all of Houston Sports.
Then you
got to
get Sports Sunday in before your show. So you basically should be the Monday morning sports show.
Only like four people are up at 12:30 banging it out, and, you know, they got us on in the background.
I mean,
4:30 is early, though. That's really early.
You should
early.
Probably call it.
It's not on at 4:30 in the morning.
I mean, Nick and I have had this conversation before. On those late nights, you should probably just call it Get Up Houston Sports Show. Because you're going to be Monday morning instead of Sunday night.
No. No. That's a terrible idea.
Get up.
No, that's like already been used. Oh.
Get out.
I could use another like shut up. Yeah, I think we should do that. Yeah. We should do our own version of that called shut up.
I think you'd be perfect. I mean, we should do it. I'm down. But
we could do shut up, and it would be me and Joel. You're the moderator. And then you just ask a question, and as soon as he starts talking, I just go, shut up! And that's the whole segment.
Well, that's why. You just want to tell Joel to shut up.
Yes, of course.
That's the only reason why you want to do that segment.
God, I'm all for
that.
What is he going to say to you?
I think we should do that starting next week.
It'll be
fun. As sooner the better. Let's do it.
Could you imagine, though? Don't we kind of already... we don't really debate that much. There are times when we disagree, but I don't think we get into it.
I think we discuss a lot.
Yeah. There's occasions where we'll get frustrated with each other, but not like Max Kellerman and Stephen A. Smith. That's a whole different level. Because I feel like Stephen A. Smith, and Max too, but Stephen A. certainly tries to make Max look bad. He waits for him to be wrong about something, and oh my God, he can't handle it. He just gets so giddy.
Because let's be honest, despite Stephen A., in my opinion, being a bigger figure at ESPN, who's looked worse on that show?
Oh, yeah, Stephen A. for sure.
In situations that he put himself in.
But the only problem is that Max a lot of times does the whole Skip Bayless thing where he tries to just get...
Say
the
something outrageous.
And he just does that. Well, he did it with the Patriots. He did it with Kawhi versus Kobe and all these other things. And he does it just to get the attention. He's a lawyer by trade. He's an intelligent guy. He's got good takes if he just sticks to his takes. Because the other thing is, the yelling is getting more and more prevalent with Stephen A. And he's also an egomaniac. He only likes it when people prop him up. But they started this thing with his A-list, and every day he's got a different top five. So we all know that he's going to give you the top five. Then obviously you explain with each one why. But now his new thing is to yell why at the top of his lungs.
Oh, no.
So, you know, top five storylines for NBA season. Number five, Harden and Westbrook. Why? Because they are going to have so much to prove. Golden State. Why? Because it's going to be Klay. And when he coming back, I mean, there's so many things. And you kind of look at it and you go, why? And they're going to win. Clippers or Lakers? Can LeBron do what LeBron does? Why? I mean, it's like a freaking duck horn. And I'm just like, oh my God, Lisa, just mute it until this segment is over. Because I'm in the kitchen, she's in the living room, and all I hear is a mallard duck every year. Number two, wah! I'm like, shut the hell up.
Partially, you know what I think it is?
What?
You're a guy like many of us, and I do this too, who listens to SportsCenter because you just have it on and you're doing your own thing in the house.
In the background while you're banging it out.
So all you hear is that why that you absolutely hate, and it drives you insane.
My favorite part of that was your face when you would do the why. You go, why?
It was almost Adler-ish. It was Adler-ish.
It was.
He's got the big-ass zoot suit fitted thing on, and he just like.
That was outstanding.
Oh, my goodness.
That was pretty damn good.
I mean, and then number one.
That's my favorite
part. The Lakers, and I looked at it, and I said, why? I can't even believe I spent up to 1 a.m. for that.
Oh, man. Somebody texted and wants to know, any suspects going to Minute Maid tonight? Nicholas is. Yes. Nick will be there.
I'll be in center field.
He'll be in center field.
In front of torches.
Text him. He'll meet you.
Yeah, just text him. His number is...
Negative.
Just respond to the
I'm
text.
I'm not going to lie. I got like 12 requests. Especially during last year, I got probably got 12 or 13 requests during the NBA season.
What, really? to watch Sunday Sports Show?
No, to catch up with me at some point at Toyota Center. Yeah. So I'll do it at halftime at a particular section, but I'll announce that.
Barry and I are mad
I basically
people.
Said no 12 times.
Playoffs.
Yeah. We Last went out year. Amongst the
Barry
people
and I went out
playoffs.
Amongst the peeps and met all of our listeners, whoever Nick, wanted to meet us.
Yeah, Nick just thinks he's too good for everybody.
Not at all.
That's what it is.
Yeah,
he's
negative.
Uppity.
I'm just worried.
He's very uppity.
Yeah. I'm totally down to meet, damn it.
Hey, and B was roaming. Barry, Joel, and River Oaks, Nick, coming up with the final half hour of the show. Don't go anywhere. Right here on The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back for the final half hour of the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Appreciate you taking us on the go wherever you may be in the big city. As we always tell you, if you miss anything while you're out and about, well, ESPN975.com. Click on the show tab for the suspects at the top of the page. You can click on the hours that you missed. And while you're there, there's also a way on the front page for you to download the app. Take us anywhere, everywhere you go, and never miss another show.
Your Stephen A. Mallard impression was well-received.
Good.
Texting saying they liked it. People tweeting saying they liked it. Well done.
Now watch. Everybody's going to be watching for it the next time to hear
that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get people like sending me audio clips of the why. And
somebody said, when is Barry's stand-up in Wichita? I'm going to be there Friday. Oh. I'm there Friday. Two shows.
The name of the joint is what?
The Looney Bin.
I remember that.
That's all, folks.
I think you did
that's
that.
That's Looney Tunes.
Well, close enough.
The Looney
Both are a little crazy.
Yes. I tweeted it out, though. If you want to go, let me know. I don't think I get tickets. I don't think they do that. I think, like, ladies' night is, like, $2, $10 or
You're
something
staying
like that.
In the place. You can probably let them through the back door.
That's true. No,
You're
I'm
the king of that.
That. I'm not. You dirty bastard. You got me on that one. Well
yep,
done,
thank
sir.
Thank you very much.
I guess you're just going to own this whole hour. That's fine. I got you an hour
you're
one. It's my turn.
Despicable.
I knew if I let him go
more
long
Looney
enough,
Tunes.
He'd ruin it himself.
Yep, I'm here for you and me in a certain way.
I'm looking at the injury report. No update yet. I will tell you this. Follow our Texans insider, Sarah Barshop, on Twitter.
Uh-huh.
She'll always have the latest and greatest injury reports about the Texans. But, excuse me, I'm looking and Will Fuller, doubtful. And then Crossen, Manx, Howard, and Roby are all questionable. So, the Howard being questionable is interesting. I thought he was going to miss more time.
I thought he was going to miss significant time.
Yeah.
But again, when you think about it from an injury perspective, Patrick Mahomes threw today. With what they were saying about his ankle and his leg and his everything that he had going and his kneecap, he threw. So, I don't know if he will play Sunday night against the Packers or not. But that's pretty encouraging if you're a Chiefs fan.
Did he look good? Or did he throw like
I didn't
Sam
see video
Darnold,
of it. I just
Darnold
saw headlines
like
he actually threw.
Okay.
I don't know if he saw dead people or ghosts. I just knew he threw.
Okay.
So it might be different.
Although it's weird because I'm trying to find the current to see what they talk about. But, they don't have anything listed. On the 21st, they have Gaines will undergo surgery on his left ankle. Fuller's injury is rather significant, but yeah, I'm not seeing any kind of other updates on the status of like Howard and why he's been upgraded to questionable. Because I would say it's definitely upgraded to questionable.
Because
he was out.
It's encouraging, yeah. Obviously, because the discouraging is the Will Fuller thing again.
Well, we'll have to ask Sarah on Friday.
There you go.
And she'll join us, and maybe she'll know what's going on with that.
That's always a good resource for us to have when she joins us. So that is fantastic.
And we'll talk probably no Sigmund Bloom tomorrow. You guys are on a remote. I'm not here. So probably I'm saying, you know, 99% that there won't be a Sigmund Bloom segment tomorrow from footballguys.com. But Nick's going to effort to get him on the show on Friday, and we'll do it then. So
because the people are missing him after last week.
Yeah, we didn't have him last week because he couldn't make it, and now we're on a remote. So we'll try to make it happen on Friday.
As soon as I get the confirmation, I already shot him a text. As soon as get the confirmation, hopefully before the show ends, we will announce that programming note.
Yeah. So I don't know if you guys have heard this Netflix show called The Game Changers.
Oh.
It's a documentary which was produced by James Cameron, the movie producer, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and Jackie Chan. And it goes into examining the sports world's obsession with protein and tries to debunk myths about diet and athleticism. For example, the idea that eating tons of meat makes you a super strong or macho man and builds muscle.
Okay.
So as part of that, in doing some research on all of this.
You've eaten a lot of meat, is that?
No, because you know I don't. You know that you're the meat eater of the bunch.
I just took what I did.
I'm just debunking the fact that you're going to put another one of those meat jokes on me. Here's something that's going to make you maybe change your diet, Barry.
Okay.
Eating meat might make your erection shorter and weaker, according to scientists involved in the show.
If it gets any shorter, it's going to be an any. Oh, you just meant the amount of time. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So the Dr. Aaron Spitz said when he thinks of a manly man, he thinks of someone who has
Spitz. Is named Dr. Spitz.
S-P-I-T-Z.
Wait a minute. The sex
He's
meat
the lead
guy.
Delegate of the American Urological Association.
The main meat guy that talking about sex is Dr. Spitz. Lost all his credibility.
Over.
Right away.
That's an inside joke. Everywhere he goes.
Yes.
Probably has to be, right? And he's the American Urological Association.
Did you hear Dr. Spitz's speech up there? That was tough to swallow. I didn't like what he said.
Bet he has a hard time minding his P's and Q's as a urological guy. All right. His quote was, "What the scientific studies that we've done show is the more meat men eat, the more quickly they lose their manhood." So,
interesting.
To show the impact of meat versus a plant-based diet in sports, three college athletes wore penis rings to bed for two nights and tracked details about their erections. And on the first night, they ate a meat burrito, and on the second night, a vegan one. The results?
Eating a meat burrito, is that a euphemism?
The jocks' erections lasted longer and reportedly stronger after the veggie burrito. It's from the New York Post.
So they wore penis rings.
Yeah.
And then ate burritos. And one of them were meat burritos. And one of them was a veggie burrito. And the veggie burrito guys maintained their erections longer?
Yeah, they said Schwarzenegger didn't get into the penile particulars, but he does say that shifting to a plant-based diet has helped to lower his cholesterol. And they said other studies done found that men who had erectile dysfunction improved their dysfunction after cutting down on foods high in cholesterol and triglyceride fats, both found in meat.
That's good.
Meat.
Let's try to do something. All that we didn't need. You could have just stopped at the veggie burrito and the penis rings.
I can't believe that the study went that far.
That is weird.
Yeah.
It's very weird.
Definitely the case. Your number one fan's on line one. Do you want to take that?
Oh, sure.
Eric wants to talk about Netflix. Eric, what's up?
Hey, guys. Love the show, man. Joel, I know you're talking about that Netflix documentary series. My wife made me watch it with her this weekend, and she is convinced. I'm not so much, but she's making me do it with her. And those three guys you're talking about the burritos, one of them plays for Houston, Kenny Stills. So, you know.
Kenny Stills wore a ding ring?
What's that?
Kenny Stills was wearing the ring?
Yeah, he was one of those three guys doing the burrito that had to eat the veggie burritos.
Boy, that's not going to be locker room fodder.
Is that true?
Is that true?
Appreciate the call, Eric.
Thanks, Eric.
I'm going to have to look that up.
Wow. Jeez.
I just, you know what? I'm going to search Kenny Stills Netflix. You search Kenny Stills penis.
Nope. Not
and then
nope.
We'll see.
I think Nick will get the pics and just text him your way.
We'll see which one who finds it first. Yeah?
Oh, I think you got a wiener. I mean winner. You'll take it.
Boy, you are on a roll.
Like butter. Only better.
Kill me now. Remember that thing about you want me to die?
Yeah.
Kill me now.
Okay.
Okay.
We tried to arrange it. You got sensitive.
This whole, I don't know who texted Barry loves meat in his mouth, but like literally we just did that joke for 10 minutes, 0783. Please be a better listener and text her. Please.
It would be helpful.
Rich said, my wife wants to know what she's listening to. Please welcome her to the Usual Suspects.
Welcome,
yes. Rich, I don't
very
know.
Very family-oriented, kid-friendly show.
Of course. We always wait until everyone's in the pickup
parental
line
pickup
for their kids.
Yeah. They're more than welcome to join.
To talk about penises.
713-780-3776. You want to call from the car on your way home?
Yeah, that's fine, too.
Join the show.
That's right. But, Rich, tell your wife welcome to the show. Glad to have her.
Absolutely.
Hope she enjoys it.
Happy to have everybody.
Now go to the store immediately and y'all buy a case of veggie burritos. That's the play. If we didn't learn anything.
And his wife are watching and the series, and now he's got to go, what, vegan?
I don't know.
Sounds like my household.
Yeah. No,
Lisa's vegan, so she's always trying to convince me to do it. I'm like, nope, not going that far.
Yeah. I'm with you in that regard. It's like, I like food.
Right.
Like Nora's like, well, we should go vegan and do the celery juice diet. I'm like, you might as well just kill me now because that sounds awful. Tough. I would rather
Nick's shakes that he makes that are green.
I would rather die from high cholesterol than to have to drink celery juice every morning. My wife has been doing that.
Ugh.
It smells awful. And she's like,
it looks bad too.
Yeah. She's like, it really doesn't taste that bad. I'm like, it's celery. If you don't have peanut butter or cream cheese on it, I don't want it. I certainly don't want the juice.
Celery's about as dull a vegetable as this.
Yeah, it's just crunchy.
Stirred something up in regard. We're about to go to break, but for those who probably want to chime in, they're probably going to call in about the correction. So I think it's easier if you just get the text, unless it's something you want to comment about in terms of it. Because the Netflix Game Changers thing, obviously, is kind of a hit on the text line.
Struck a nerve. Yeah.
So
we're going to do it after the break, get these calls?
We can. I think you're going to get the correction on the text line before someone else corrects us on the air.
I think that's Senior Fresh at the top.
Kenny
of the list.
Stills was in the documentary, but he was part of a test on fats in the blood on meat and veggie burritos. The other tests were college students.
So he didn't wear the ring.
So he wasn't testing out his penis.
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go. So we got that straight.
Right.
In more ways.
Good to know. Thank you, Colin McGuire on Twitter, for the update.
There you go. All right, we got one segment to go on the show. We're going to take you till 4. Blitz is going to take you till 7, and it's all right here on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back through the fray, it's the final segment of The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. As we take you till 4, Blitz takes you till 7.
This is my favorite text of the week.
Okay.
It says, we just talked about the whole meaty burrito versus veggie burrito and how long it makes your erections last, and Dr. Spitz telling us the details.
With a Z.
Is it a Z?
It is.
Oh, he's a rapper?
Could be.
It says, I'm taking my coworkers to a happy hour for the Astros game. Have 3 females, one of which is in HR, listening to y'all. Pretty awkward in the car right now. Complete silence.
That's fantastic.
I love that so much. I just want to say, if y'all are still listening, if they haven't changed the channel yet, ladies, I just want you to know that when y'all get to this happy hour and you're out of the car, as you're walking in, he's definitely going to be checking out your asses. I just want y'all to know that. Let him go first. Because if you walk ahead of him, he's going to be checking out your ass for sure. No, there's no doubt about that. So,
at least it's less awkward now.
Yeah. I mean, just here to help. That's all. We're just here to help.
Now, in your experiences in corporate America.
Yes.
In dealing with HR.
Never went to a happy hour with 3 women. I'll tell you that right now. That is a recipe for disaster.
It is quite possible.
Yes.
But in my experiences, A lot of times the HR,
loose.
The ladies of HR, once you get them out to the happy hour situation,
loose
morals. They kind of cut loose a bit.
Oh, yeah. Those are the sneaky ones. They're like preacher's daughters. You think they're just like, I'm so nice. Those are the freaks.
Oh, it's definitely awkward in there now.
Freaks, because some of them still listen.
The freaks.
They're changing the channel right now.
Sorry,
as quick as possible.
Sorry you got fired, Texter. Very sorry.
You got to add that to our list of suspects that got fired.
Why did I just get an email from Laura? That's weird. I'm just kidding.
Laura's our HR director. For those of you that don't know Gal Media, Keith wants to get in here on Game Changers real quick. Right. Keith, what's up?
Hey, guys. As usual, I always enjoy the show.
Appreciate you.
This is not a correction, but I watched that show, too, and I'm a heart patient. I had two heart surgeries in 2 months, and my dietitian has me at least eating one meatless meal per day. And I'm telling you, it has made a whole world of difference. But the one thing I'm like, and I saw the test where they did the three NFL players with the burritos, and one had chicken, and how cloudy their blood was. But that's the one thing I'm never giving up. I could die tomorrow. I'm still eating fried chicken. Fried chicken just makes you feel good. But yeah, that was a good documentary. Y'all have a good one.
Thanks, Keith.
Appreciate you, Keith.
Appreciate it.
I understand
chicken, because just chicken breasts are still good for you.
Fried chicken is so good, though.
But the fried part of it brings a whole lot of cholesterol and closing of the arteries.
I mean, there is really very little that is better than excellent fried chicken. Seriously.
See, if I'm going to have a cheat meal, that's not even close to the top of my
list. You haven't had good fried chicken, then.
Yes, I have.
I mean,
I love fried chicken. Oh. But I'll tell you what, there's actually, and this is a little plug for Eric Sandler, our food critic for Culture Map, and he just wrote about a new Korean fried chicken spot.
Really?
And I really want to try it out.
We need to meet there.
I'm just mad that I don't remember the name.
Okay.
But I'll give Eric
Sandler. It's on Culture Map?
It's on Culture Map. Eric Sandler's our food critic. Everybody knows him.
Yep.
Because when he writes something about your restaurant, good things happen.
No doubt about it. That man knows his industry inside and out. He's an expert in his field. And that's why he writes for Culture Map.
I'm Googling it now. 22 hours ago, Global Korean Fried Chicken Restaurant. Why do I have to whitelist? What?
My laptop gave me an unexpected Apple update that I don't want to deal with right now. But
is that the, what is it? It starts with a C?
I don't remember the name, but I do remember the headline, a global Korean fried chicken.
Okay, restaurant. I'm about to butcher this.
Yeah.
Banchan? B-O-N-C-H-O-N?
I would say that's right.
That's about
Banchan,
right.
Banchan, South Korean-based restaurant with over 300 locations worldwide, announced it'll open its fourth Houston area outpost in the Central Square Midtown building in Travis Street.
Sandler's got a corner of the market on Midtown. He knows everything going on down there.
It's twice fried. It says, served in three flavors, spicy soy garlic and a combo of both. Banchan's chicken gets its distinctive crispy crust from being fried twice.
I kind of need Eric Sandler in studio one of these days, honestly.
Yeah. To talk about where to go.
To eat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that sounds really good. Kimchi, I don't know about.
I'm not a big fan. That's fermented cabbage. I just can't do it.
Yeah.
I just cannot do it.
Plus, I don't like
the
cabbage.
After effects of the cabbage is what's going to get you.
Oh.
I just can't eat it. I just can't stand the sight or the smell of it. I just can't.
Yeah.
And, you know, growing up in the Midwest, it's a staple of a lot of people.
Cabbage?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They love cabbage, whether it's like when you do with German food.
Oh, yeah.
Cabbage
sauerkraut.
Is a staple. Sauerkraut with brats and sausage. Sure. Even on the East Coast, corned beef and cabbage is huge. My grandma was big too on the corn. When she always made corned beef and cabbage, and I couldn't stand corned beef as it was, but the cabbage, you're right, the smell just made it worse.
I can't stand it. I can't stand the smell. I will say, I've talked about the Korean barbecue and Mexican food truck, Oh My Gogi, and most people that I've talked to about that truck say they hate kimchi, but when they put it in a quesadilla or a taco. It's tolerable, and they hate it. Yeah.
Somebody texted and said, female golfer.
Nice. Well played.
I said Banchan.
Sir,
yeah.
Ma'am, well played.
Well played. And we have an update. Definitely still listening. definitely going to check out their asses.
Nice. And now there's documentation when they accuse that's you of it on Monday.
Yeah, that's a fun car ride right there.
That's fantastic. We appreciate you guys being suspect.
We have the Ben Chin. Nope. There's no eyes in there. Bonchon in Pearland, and it's really good. We got to try this.
We've said we have a lot of things to do that we haven't
done
yet.
Best wings in the city, Bonchon.
Wow.
What?
El Jefe would argue with you.
Kimchi coleslaw. Nope. No, thank you.
No, I mean, I follow culture. I'm that's once, like, when it comes down to the restaurants, I'm always on the website.
Sandler's got, I mean,
he's on point.
He's brilliant when it comes to his food reviews.
We need to see if they'll drop some food off. Since we can't get, it's difficult.
Eric Sandler has that pull. He has to be nice enough to do that.
Yeah, we should bring him on.
We should throw his weight around and get them in here to give us some food, and we'll try it out because we have a tough schedule sometimes.
We'll bring him in, and he'll talk about the restaurant.
Yeah, and then they got some love out of the deal, and we can work it out. I'm all for it. I think that's fantastic.
And I'm going to keep talking because I don't want anything to sound awkward at all.
It's the kimchi or whatever you said it was.
Son of a bitch.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm saying we've done this before. We did the smoothie thing from down the street. All you got to do is mention it. People are coming. You want some? We'll bring it to you.
I think we should just set and be like, all right, let's meet there at 11.
Let's do it.
Eat, try the wings, try the chicken, and then come back and report.
I think we should
do it.
And if we report positively, then we should have them try ESPN a month on the usual suspects.
We know he's not going to do it, right?
What are you talking
about?
You
won't
I'll
do
try.
That, will you? Will you?
Yes.
Oh, well, all right. This is good. This
Dude,
is a
y'all
would trip.
Have been really proud of me because with all the meds and everything I was taking, I went like two, three days without barely eating, as I told you guys, because it was just a nightmare. So Sunday night, Lisa's like, I'm really feeling Bex Prime. She's like, but you won't do that. I was like, oh, yes, I will.
It's a good spot.
Yeah, and I love it. So she gets her garden burger or whatever.
Oh, Lord.
And she always gets, because she's pregnant, the big thing is she gets the large fries. I was like, I'm fine. Get me a big box of fries and two grilled chicken sandwiches with grilled mushrooms, grilled onions, lettuce, tomatoes, and ketchup. She goes, you're not going to eat all. I go, bet me.
You ate it all?
It was gone in about 5 minutes.
Wow.
It was fantastic.
No burger, though, huh?
They have a good burger, too, though.
They do.
Everything they have. Are you talking about the one in Sugar Land?
Yeah.
Right
there,
Highway
6.
Their ingredients are quality, dude.
Yeah, they're fantastic.
Yeah, I can't believe you didn't get a burger, though.
No, I'm enjoying the length of my erection, so I'm trying to stay away from red meat.
Well played.
Thank you very much.
Well played.
All right, so you're going to be hitting the road.
I am. I'm out tomorrow.
Into Wichita.
You guys, hold it down.
But Friday, you'll be with us via the remote. Now, you're going to be engineering your own remote?
No, they've got a wonderful crew out there. They've got a plush studio. This is a place where the siren started going off for no reason. Y'all remember that time? There was a yellow siren that would just start lighting up and going off. This is that place.
Okay, we'll need video of that.
They have a plush, fancy studio. Really
is this
fancy.
The one with the chick across
mic stands,
the hall?
The mic stands don't break here. That's how nice it is.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, that's not. That one is, I think, Dallas.
Well, make sure you let us know the Twitter handle of anybody on the air at the same time.
I will.
You are on
it's
the
either
air.
Dallas or OKC.
I think it was like OKC.
Yeah, it was one of those two.
I think that sounds right. All right, so Barry's going to be on the road. Nick and I are going to take the show tomorrow, and then Barry will be back via the hotline from Wichita on Friday. So we want to have you guys back as suspects again tomorrow, the rest of the week, and anytime you get a chance. But for now, we're going to wrap it up. For Nick and Barry, I'm Joel. Have a great night, everybody. The Blitz is coming up next right here on ESPN 97.5.